Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you, our listeners. Without you guys, actually our members, without that support, this site would not run. If you want to go ahead and become a member, go to otrwesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a box where you can place any amount that you want to donate. Just leave it in whole dollars. Don't worry about the dollar sign. Anywhere from a dollar on up. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is February 13th, 1942, and the title is First of the Five. Told you, First of the Five. I told you guys that it still was going to keep going on. This one will end, and then Monday will come a new one. Let's get into it, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! We've got to hurry! Come, Silver! Hurry!
When the secretary opened the door of the study, he could see the president at his desk, a hand shading his eyes, the paper still in front of him. The secretary murmured to himself,
"Half an hour. He hasn't moved since I left him."
He walked across the room to the president's side.
"Mr. President."
"Names, Carter. Nothing but names."
"They're amazing names, sir. What a bombshell it would be if you made that letter public."
"We can't do that. Not without evidence."
"The girl is here, sir."
"She is. Then sure is at once."
"Yes, sir."
The secretary left the room. When he returned, the slim figure of a girl followed him. She sat at the left of the president. A light from the desk lamp fell on her slim white hand, left her face in shadow.
"We'll get to the point. You've seen this list."
"Yes, sir."
"John Kimberly, one of the biggest railroad builders in the country. Jacob Webster, with a fur empire that's nearly as large as the Astors. Benjamin Steele, well, his power is a little more obscure.
He holds the cattle market in the palm of his hand."
"I wouldn't go quite that far. But he tries to control it, that's certain. Bronson Page, politician, financier, army contractor."
"It's shameful."
"And Clark Drexel, gold and silver. What do you think of it?"
"Well, I can't understand anyone being a traitor, but these men, when one thinks how much this country has given them, wealth and position, it's unbelievable."
"It's true, though. We must face the fact."
"I know."
"This paper has been on my desk for 3 days now. Have you thought it strange nothing's been made public?"
"No, sir."
"You realize we can say nothing. A name isn't proof."
"I realize. But at least you know who they are. You can get proof."
"How? Can you answer me that?"
"No, sir."
"It must be done, and it shall be done. But how? They know their organization has been destroyed. So they get rid of every scrap of evidence that ties them up with it. How can we make them pay for what they've done and what they tried to do?"
"I have an idea, Mr. President."
"By all means, let's have it."
"These men are unscrupulous. They won't change. And if it's impossible to convict them as leaders of the Black Arrow, we might be able to give them enough rope and let them hang themselves for some other crime."
"That's possible. Carter, get Jameson.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Jameson may be the man to handle this in the East, but what about the West? Each of the five has big interests out there, and that's where they spend a great deal of their time. Jameson would be helpless west of the Mississippi.
I don't think we have to discuss the man for the job in the West.
Glad you agree with me.
I'd like to talk with him again. How soon can it be arranged?
You'd have to give me a month.
Very well. A month from today in St. Louis. I'll meet the Lone Ranger.
And so it happened that a private car was drawn up in a siding outside of St. Louis. Shortly after dark, a masked man reined up half a mile away. He left his white horse in the care of the Indian who had been riding with him, and then started toward the train. He slipped like a shadow through the trees, past an infantry encampment, and onto the tracks. Carter was pacing up and down outside the private car when suddenly...
Who's that? Is that the guard? No sentry was to be posted this close.
Yeah, not the sentry.
Oh, you've come. The president is waiting for you. Mr. President, the Lone Ranger.
That would be our plan. In a way, this would be more difficult than rounding up the members of the Black Arrow. They had placed themselves outside the law, and you could use the army and the local sheriffs against them. As far as we can prove, these five are honest and public-spirited citizens. So you must work alone until you obtain the evidence we need.
I understand.
Let's take the names one by one.
I know where John Kimberly is.
You do?
Yes. He's in Omaha.
It's strange.
Well, he's a railroad man.
But it's the Southern and Western that's building out of Omaha. He has no connection with that.
He may want one.
Yes, it's true. He tried to get the franchise, but Miles and Warren won out. And John Kimberly doesn't like to be beaten.
I'll start with him, Mr. President.
There couldn't be a better choice. Your task is a hard one, but remember, the future of the West may depend on your bringing these men to justice.
John Kimberly and his right-hand man, Bill Haywood, had followed the Missouri to the north until they reached the Niora. Then they headed west until Gene Cardwell's lumber camp was reached. There they introduced themselves to the young lumberman and were made welcome.
A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Kimberly.
Make it John, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Naturally, I've heard a lot about you, but... Well, I have to admit it's a surprise.
What are you?
Seeing you out here in the wilderness.
Why, Gene, this country's practically civilized. When I first came out here, it was really a wilderness. I'm an old-timer, you know.
And I'll match your knowledge of the West against anyone.
Oh, you can't go that far, Bill.
Me? I'm from Michigan. Most of my crew is, too. You know, maybe you could give me some good advice.
I got one piece of advice I hope you take.
What's that?
Sell out your contract to me.
What?
I want to buy all your equipment and give you a bonus besides.
Well, no, I couldn't sell.
Why not?
Well, I stand to make about $20,000 on the job. You wouldn't give me that much of a bonus.
I'd give you $10,000, and you wouldn't be taking any risk.
Well, I've got 2 months to get the logs down to Omaha.
And if you don't?
Well, that's plenty of time.
If you don't, you lose money on the job. My way, you can be sure of a profit.
Would you mind answering a question?
Not at all.
Well, a logging contract like this must be pretty small potatoes for you. Why are you interested?
That's a good question.
Let me tell him, John.
Go ahead. Bill knows all about my business, Gene.
You've got to understand how John feels about the Southern and Western first. He's dreamed about this road for a long time. He's the one who should have got the franchise to build it. There's just some men I could mention who are better politicians than he is, that's all.
Oh, yes, yes. I know all about the franchise going to Miles and Warren, but I still don't understand.
This road means so much to John... And he's just got to have a part in building it.
You can't build a railroad without cash.
So you want to see to it that the logs reach Omaha.
I want that to be my contribution.
I can't sell. This job means too much to me. It isn't just the extra $10,000, Well, that's important, of course, but... Well, maybe I feel the same way about the railroad you do. It's more than just a job. It's doing something big for the whole country. Isn't that the way you feel, John?
Yes. Yes, it is. But are you sure you're being wise?
Your offer isn't very wise. No, I can't sell. Same way with me as it is with you.
Very well. We won't talk about it anymore.
Sorry you came all the way up here to listen to me say no.
Our trip won't be wasted if you grant me a favor.
What's that?
Let us stay here. Let us help you in any way we can.
You mean?
As interested friends.
Why?
Is that your answer?
I admire you, Mr. Kimberly. It's only a big man who can make an offer like that. You're welcome to stay just as long as you want to.
Got a good crew.
Yeah.
Boy knows his business, too. He'll deliver the goods.
Sure he will. That's the second raft I've seen start down the river today. Wait till they get working at top speed.
Mm-hmm.
What's 10,000 to you? Why didn't you offer him 20 and get the contract?
For one thing, it might have made him suspicious. Might have made other people suspicious if they talked about it. And what would stop him?
I offered all I could, maybe.
Miles and Warren, for instance. They know me as a businessman. I started being charitable, they might even send troops up here.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But there are other ways. We don't have to be running the job to delay it.
You got any ideas?
It's up to you to work out the ideas. I'm staying here to help Gene.
And when I get hold of something, shall I just go ahead?
No, Bill, I think you'd better tell me all about it first.
Say, look.
Where?
Gene's cabin. There's a girl knocking at the door. Where'd she come from?
Past the cabin on the high bank.
That belonged to a trapper.
Well, there's no law that says a trapper can't have a family.
Gene's letting her in.
Come on.
What for?
That girl was crying. Something's wrong.
Oh, don't, please. I can't help you if you don't tell me what's the matter.
Anything we can do, Gene?
I don't know. I opened the door and said hello, and this kid started to cry.
What's your name?
Joan.
Where do you live?
Our cabin's on the high bank.
What's wrong?
My paw.
What about him? Is he hurt?
No. He swears he's going to kill you.
Me?
He says you're cutting down all the trees and driving all this game out of the forest. And he says nobody can take his living away from him like that.
But Joan, he ought to realize that there's no way you can stop progress. If he wants to keep on trapping, you'll have to move farther west.
He's going
to
kill you.
Oh, I think I'd better take you home and have a talk with your pa.
No, he swore to shoot the first one of you to come near our place.
This is a fine thing, John. What can we do?
Well, nothing much. I'd send the girl home and post a few guards around the camp in case her father tries to carry out his threat.
Oh, wait. I've got to thank her for warning me.
Bill.
Yeah?
This ought to help you. Whatever you decide on could be blamed on the trapper.
Yeah. Anything at all. Even murder.
Well, there you are. Where you been, Joan?
Nowhere, Pa.
You've been up the river.
Well, maybe.
If you've been talking to any of those lumberjacks...
All right, I have.
You what?
I've been talking to the man who runs the camp, and I told him. I told him what to say.
Joan...
So now you can't do it. If anything happens to him, they'll know it was you. They'll come and get you and take you away to jail, and then they'll hang you.
You've done this to your own pa?
But it's just because I love you that I did it.
It's a fine way of showing it.
I don't want anything to happen to you. And I don't want anything to happen to him either. He's a nice man. He talks real kind to me. You can't go gunning for him.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it'd be too risky.
Of course it would. Even if it weren't so wrong and awful.
There's nothing awful about a man protecting his livelihood.
We can use Father West. There's plenty of game there.
No. This is my cabin, and this is my property around here. It's our home, Joan, and this is where we stay.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the Nyora River at a point where the banks were nearly 100 feet high. They could see two men guiding a great raft of logs down the fast-running stream below them.
How far camp now?
I don't know, Tonto. We'll follow the river for another mile or so and then cut back into the forest.
We find spring. We stay there.
Just long enough for you to help me with the disguise. I'm going to ask Dean Cardwell for a job.
That way you find out what Kimberly planned, huh?
He may not be planning anything, but if he wanted to make trouble for the railroad, well, this would be a fine place to start.
Maybe better we turn into forest now.
Why, Kimosabe?
You look by Cottonwood up ahead. Their cabin.
Yes, I see it now. It's almost hidden in the trees. The trapper's cabin.
You want Todd to go find out how far camp?
That might be dangerous.
Oh, me be careful.
All right, then. I'll wait here for you. It would be hard to explain my mask.
Get him up, the cow.
Steady, boy.
You gave him fair warning.
But that man isn't coming from the camp.
Stand back, Jones.
It's an injun. He's raising his hand. Don't you know what that means, Pop?
It's a trick.
He's friendly.
I swore it. Anybody who sets foot on my property stops live.
No, Pop, don't. You can't. It's murder. You can't kill a man like that. You killed him. You killed him.
I only aimed to wing him.
Quick, shoot him over.
And the bullet creased his scalp, that's all. He ain't dead.
We've got to get him in the house and... Paul, look.
A mask, man.
You haven't got your rifle.
I got a 6-gun. No. Oh,
Paul.
My hand.
I'll take that gun.
Oh.
You aren't hurt. Tonto.
Kimosabe.
There now, Tonto. The wound isn't much. We got it taken care of right away.
I got everything you need in the house. I'll get it ready.
You, march on ahead of us. Don't try anything.
I won't.
Come along, Tonto. I'll help you. How do you feel now, Kimosabe?
Kind of feel good.
And we'll get to the bottom of this shooting. What's your name?
Jed Torrance.
Didn't you see Tonto's arm raised?
Yeah, but
I didn't. Knew he was friendly, and you still shot at him. Why?
It's because of the lumberman, mister. Paul's mad at him, and he swore he'd shoot the first one to set foot on his property.
But Tonto doesn't belong to the lumber camp.
I tried to tell him that.
Hey, mister, you've been calling this Injun Tonto.
Yes?
You call your horse Silver, and you wear a mask. You're not an outlaw.
No, I'm not.
Joan, I almost made the worst mistake of my life. This here is the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Oh, I'm sorry, Masked Man. I'll do anything I can to make up for shooting at your friend.
And answer a few questions, Torrance. Why are you mad at the lumbermen?
What right have they got coming up here, cutting down all the trees and driving all the game away?
You know why they're doing it, don't you?
Sure, for the railroad. Well, the railroad don't mean nothing to me.
You only think it doesn't. When it's finished, you'll be getting a higher price for your pelts. And you won't be paying as much for your supplies.
Eh?
That's true.
This land belongs to me. I got a right to keep folks off it if I want to.
You should give them a warning.
Joan took it on herself to do that the other day. They know how I feel about them. They can stay where they belong.
Just the same, I think you'd better put up a no trespassing sign.
I aim to.
And think twice before you shoot next time. Your head clear enough to ride, Tonto?
Then
I'll help you out.
Tonto walk good.
All right, then. Let's go.
What for?
Call after him.
Masked Man!
Oh, dear.
It's too late. What are you so anxious about?
This ring, Pa. Isn't it beautiful?
Hey, where'd you get that?
The man Ranger took it off when he was bandaging Tonto's head. He left it on the table and then he forgot about it.
Oh, that's too bad. But he'll be back for it. He'll remember where he left it.
I hope so.
It was late that night that Bill Haywood entered the cabin he was sharing with John Kimberly. There was a smile of satisfaction on his lips as he sat across the table from the older man.
Well, you seem to be happy.
I am. The boys are here.
Well?
Camped out in the wood.
All right. What have you got in mind?
Blasting powder.
How are you going to use it?
You know where the trapper's cabin is.
Yeah, on the high bank.
Well, the river's cut underneath that bank. A few charges of blasting powder can send 100 tons of dirt and rocks down into the river. Plenty to dam it, John.
Dam the river?
Well, why not? It's the only way they got to send the logs down to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's up to you. But I got it all worked out. Just where to place the powder and everything.
Does it have to be right at the spot where the cabin is?
Almost.
What about the trapper and his daughter?
Well, I figured we wouldn't say anything to them at all.
They'd be killed in the blast.
Well, sure they would. They won't be able to talk when they get blamed for it.
If they get blamed for it.
They will be. I already mentioned it to Cartwell that I saw a lot of blasting powder around the cabin. He didn't pay much attention at the time, but he'll remember it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go ahead?
There's only one thing you must remember, Bill. If anything goes wrong, I had no part in this. I want those logs to get to Omaha on time. And if anybody tries to stop them, I'll have the law on them.
You can have the law on the trapper and his daughter.
If anything goes wrong...
I know. That's what you're paying me for, John. If anything goes wrong, it's me that goes to jail.
Of course, you might not stay there for long.
You'd certainly be slipping if I did.
When will it be?
Just at dawn. We've got plenty of time to get everything set.
Go ahead.
Tonto was awakened by Silver's whinny shortly before dawn. When he rolled out of his blanket, he saw the Lone Ranger throwing his saddle on the great white stallion.
All right, plenty early, Kemosabe.
I haven't been able to sleep. Once when I awakened, I thought I heard men moving through the forest a long way off.
Maybe it's animal.
Yes, it's possible.
Where'd you go?
Back to the Torrance cabin.
Tonto, go with you. Here, Scout.
And you better get some more rest, Tonto.
Tonto, feel fine.
Very well.
You stand still, Scout. Tonto, saddle you.
I know now why I've been uneasy, Kemosabe.
What you mean?
I've lost the ring.
Oh, that's plenty bad.
Helped us out so many times, I'm beginning to think there's a good luck charm connected with it.
When you have ring last?
I took it off as I was bandaging your wound. I don't remember picking it up again. That's why we're heading for the cabin.
How to feel like you do about ring. We get it back plenty fast.
Are you ready?
Be ready.
Ready, boy.
Come on, Silver. Get him up to help.
Fine. I kind of like the fuse now.
You'll wait until you get a signal from me. I want all the blasts to go off at the same time. We haven't set the one closest to the cabin. You understand?
Yeah.
I'll just wave my arm like this. It'll be light and you can see.
You know.
Hey, Natano. Steady, Silver.
Oh,
getting light. I can't be sure, but aren't those men near the cabin?
Maybe so.
What are they working at?
And dig.
I don't like this, Tonto.
Maybe good thing you lose ring. Bring it here in time.
In time for what? I thought we'd got to find out.
There, man. Wave arm.
As if he were signaling. He's looking upstream.
Tonto see man up there. Him run.
Tonto. A blast. They've got a charge of blasting powder over there.
Powder bank falling to river.
That's what they're doing in the cabin, too. They're lighting the fuse.
Pull, Silver.
Get him up. Count. It goes off and wreck the cabin.
And kill Piper.
Turn faster, Silver. Faster.
The little group of men near the cabin started to run as the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced toward them. The masked man knew the fuse had been lit, but not for a moment did he stop urging Silver to his greatest speed. Straight toward the sputtering fuse he rode, and at last...
Steady, boys!
There. It's out. There's no more danger here.
There are men downriver. Open fire.
They have another charge set.
Eh? After them! Set them up! Count! One, Silver!
Fuse on the downriver blast was never lit. The outlaws scattered into the woods, but the Lone Ranger caught sight of one of the men just as he was mounting his horse.
Oh, over there. I know that man. He works for John Kimberly. We've got to catch him.
Get him up. All right, boys.
Bill Haywood cut away from his men and tried to lose the masked man and the Indian. He spurred his horse on desperately, but the thunder of hoofs behind him drew closer and closer.
I've got to shoot, but I can't wake up any. Trust the luck. It's no good. I'll stop, and I'll let him have it. Oh, boy.
Bill pulled his mount to a stop, and he turned in his saddle and raised his arm to fire point blank at the Lone Ranger. But before his finger could squeeze the trigger...
Oh, all right, Silver, steady.
Boy Scout, hold on a hole. Get the gun, Tonto.
Let me get it.
Well, Haywood, what's the explanation of that blasting powder?
You're the Lone Ranger.
That's right.
Out with it.
I got nothing to say.
You wanted to kill Torrance and his daughter. You wanted to block the river so no more logs could be sent down.
You'll have to prove that.
That won't be hard. Taking you to the lumber camp. We're getting Cardwell's men and we're going after the rest of the crooks. You won't talk, they will.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking plenty, Masked Man. The whole scheme was just like you figured it.
Why them want to kill Trapper?
Oh, he'd be blamed and wouldn't be able to defend himself.
He seems friendly now.
Yeah. He changed his mind about Lumberjack since we got those crooks.
I think I can leave them in your charge.
They'll get to jail. Don't you worry.
That includes you, Haywood.
I got nothing to say.
You might get a lighter sentence if you told us who hired you.
Nobody hired. Someone must have. Then find out for yourself.
I had an idea it might be you, Kimberly.
Masked Man, I don't blame you for saying that. Bill's worked for me a good many years, and I've trusted him. We've been very close. It'd be natural for you to assume that I had something to do with this.
Yes, it would.
Believe me, that isn't true. It's hard for me to express myself at the moment. This has been a great shock. My trust in a friend has been destroyed.
A friend? Well, I've been stealing from you for years.
You don't have to make it any worse. It's enough that I found out your true character. I am going to make it my business to see that you pay the full penalty for your crime.
Take him away, boys.
What is it, John?
Here's your ring.
Oh, thank you. You know, this ring saved your life.
Honest?
It's what brought us back to your cabin this morning. I'm more convinced than ever that there's a good luck charm connected with it.
Don't lose it, Masked Man. You need your luck.
Most people do.
Silver, Kimasabi.
Yes, Tonto. We'll be on our way. Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
I hope to see you again.
You will, Kimberly.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come on.
Get him up. Oh, Silver! Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, otrwesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.